more diversity of restaurants.
That's okay. Noodles and Noodles is locked out, so you know, I can
report. You know, there's a certain point in time where an opinion's going to sound like something, but it's really not something.
What are you?
Okay.
You
Any workers and you got an issue balancing that
remote control?
I know. I can't get any closer. Now we're definitely live.
Before you start, so Kazi and Josh gave me email saying they couldn't be.
Okay.
We're good to go.
I was quorum. Torn.
Quorum in any case.
PNDC was having their breakfast this morning.
Oh, and now you can just get a lousy cup of coffee. Well,
bless us.
A Starbucks cup of coffee that Chris went and got special for us, so I should put it
there. Yeah, so I got spoiled and didn't print out my agenda because
that's right. I'm calling in. I brought some extra.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Agendas.
I didn't see
any extra. There was no other background info to go out with this one?
No, there wasn't.
Go ahead and start walking us through that.
Well, the big thing I wanted to accomplish was start getting some work groups together. You know, that was the main thing.
Do we need to say who's here?
Yeah, you want to go around the
table? Mark Harris, EDC.
Linda Neese, EDC. Gail Holmes, guest.
Chris Kerr.
Troy Wolf.
Christine Steele.
Dan Gardner.
And that completes the group.
Yeah, an absent cousin.
Agenda items? Anything else? Somebody want to tweak? Ed? I see
No, I'm just here to listen.
Oh, good. Okay.
It was fine.
I'm not here to complain.
So, Mark, are you wanting to start with item 3 then?
Well,
go
I guess
straight into the work.
I don't know who would have the status report on the Archbridge Bolton implementation and the CPP projects. Like, that'd be Chris, right?
Yeah, I was just going to give you a quick summary. Though,
okay.
We talked about them before. So you just came out of a work session with the PC, which is your last. Technically, your last meeting. We talked about EOA. That's good. The Economic Opportunities Analysis. That's going to go to the City Council, or to the Planning Commission, on July 1st. You don't really need to be involved. I don't have any great changes. I have one minor tweak that came from the state about it. It's just a technical thing. No, it's not important at all, except to them. And we talked a little bit about the Archbridge Bolton and then introduced you to Steve Faust, who'll be working on it. So the Archbridge project came up on the council meeting Monday evening, a council work session Monday evening. I'm not sure exactly what that will entail, but the council has had discussions about is considering reopening up the old concept plan that was approved to reconsider it before they want to move forward with the implementation. This is what came up at the meeting. It was a work session, so they couldn't make a decision. I think it's going to be on another agenda for them to take up.
Okay, and was it Brendan Arrest wanting to reopen it, or is it
was
all the consensus of all four, or?
There was not. It was a discussion that happened. It wasn't on the agenda. It was just a work session. They had a work session. It just came up as a different topic from the new mayor said that he wants to revisit the concept plan. Didn't want to move.
Because we talked about it at the town hall and said, no, it's good enough concept. Move forward. No.
In the paper, Russ is quoted as saying to revisit the whole design concept and change the design concept.
Yeah. And that's what he mentioned at the meeting, that's what he would like to do. Brenda wasn't there. And again, they couldn't make a formal decision at a work session anyway. They discussed... it was about a five-minute discussion. I can give you.
Well, what was their basis on wanting to completely change it? Is it the usual stall and get things done?
I can only tell you what was discussed, and you know, Russ said it was his understanding that the public and people were still unsatisfied with it, and he said I pretty much ran on the fact that I wanted to make changes on this, and here we are.
Okay.
And he said I didn't know we were hiring a consultant to bring in on this. Surprised that we'd done so. Okay. So in any case, nothing has changed in terms of staff. I had already gone to the city council and told them I was hiring a consultant. I already had about 6 weeks ago. I went through a whole here.
Well, we've had quite a bit of definition that a concept plan isn't binding in any way. And
it is. It's a resolution.
There's no density requirements, and there's no other things right. have been very clearly stated. And
in any case, it's, you know, we all kind of work from that perspective. You know, the city council can make any decisions that they like. I'm letting you know that there's a that's a project that, you know, was that might be somewhat liberal, at least the status of that project may be tweaked a bit.
Well, I just
I know nothing more about it.
I just have to comment that because of a few, I feel a few, that the work of many is pretty much being trashed, not to mention all that, you know, the grant and the effort and the money that was spent on behalf of the architect team. I mean, even the kids were aware of this friggin' project, and
I can't
you know,
tell you what. I'm just like giving you an update as to what happened.
We're citizens, so we can be a little more.
I know. Yeah.
Yes.
What of it?
Last year's summit that you're going to go to today.
Yeah, I judged that
Dan,
one.
Dan.
Yeah, I judged that one.
I mean, all those kids had their concepts for the arch bridge, and so.
Well, they're talking about rehashing things that we already did. We want a roundabout instead of this thing. And it's like, well, we looked at a roundabout, but how do you do pedestrian and bike in a roundabout? And also, how do you make it so it fits the highway structure? And so all the things that he brought up at the town hall, we had an 18 or something panel set of citizens that we already looked at all these issues.
Well, and those open houses and stickies all over the wall and people putting their druthers in. And I wonder if the people who feel we need to go back to the drawing board, you know, every single idea that was pitched was going to be used, because that's not the way it works.
Can I make a motion, maybe?
The council
or a
has
request?
Not, the council has not taken it.
No, if they put it on the agenda, can you make sure that you send it out to the Arch Bridge cab group that is going to be on the agenda so that we can come and...
I'm happy to. I will. And again, the EDC was involved, and three of you were on the advisory committee. My goodness,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I'm saying you can send the EDC, but at least the Arch Bridge Planning group should come and say there is no reason to reopen this.
I don't know the status.
You're worried about wasting money.
Wasting money is okay if it's directed towards an effort to delay a project so nothing gets done.
Well, that's who funded.
I'll keep you
council campaign.
And yeah, I've always wanted to be as involved as you can. There's always other people involved. They're always involved.
Well, but it was
so stay involved.
It was pretty obvious that
continue
nobody at the town hall had any idea the depth of the stuff that we had done to look at this issue, and that people that were on the committee knew more than the government officials. Well, actually, Jenny knew most of it.
Yeah. Well. Make your voices known as best you can. So that's, again, that was in terms of economic development planning. The Arch Bridge implementation is the biggest project to spend a lot of time and money on. We brought a consultant, and that's kind of on just another back burner for the moment. We're still moving forward, but the council talked specifically about having another meeting with the Planning Commission to talk about what they're going to do. CPP projects. We had talked about this idea of having a pre-meeting, you know, informational meetings that we do for the public.
Right.
Kind of early advertising, here's what's coming up.
Yep.
And we had a bit of a change from, or there's going to be a bit of a change in this year's program. For like 4 years, they did it the exact same way, basically the same timing. They would, and Gail and Linda know this really well, where you had this kind of, you know, you do your notices in September, do things in October, November, dole out the cash. Based on feedback, they're going to be making some changes on this year's program. They're going to start it later in the year. They think there's an advantage. What's never worked, a lot of things haven't worked well the way that money's kind of been distributed. One of the things was, you know, projects don't align with the way the fiscal calendar year works. And it's always
that was been, always a huge problem.
And you always have these extensions, and it's like, well, that doesn't work, and you're rolling into the next year. I think it's the next TDC meeting. Jim Austin, who's the county, I don't know what his role is, county, he's the one that runs the program for the county. He's going to be bringing to them the recommendation based on their feedback they've got from surveys on ways they can make it work better. One of the things they're going to do is push that back, so this program's not going to kick off, he said, until January for this year.
The funding starting in January,
nope,
or the program itself?
No, he said he wasn't. He said he doesn't know, but he's going to present to them the idea that we kick it off in January.
I mean, that's the biggest. The problem is the lead time of this is what the program is this year. To like, we have to then find people that fit that ideal,
and they got
to
get running.
Could you remind me what CPP is?
I'm sorry, it's Community Partners Program, I think is what it is. And we're considered a community partner.
It's the tourism. It's a tourism grant money.
Okay, and that is the tourism.
So he wants to start it off in January, so we're not going to follow the fiscal year then?
Yeah, that's what they're thinking.
Okay.
So our concept of having these pre-meeting things are still really good, and I talked to Jim about it. He goes, look, bring me down. I'm glad to sit in a meeting when you have one of those informational meetings. And that's good. He goes, but we need to wait a little bit, just a little bit before we even plan for those. Those will probably happen.
Well, I was going to say, that's a good memory, Chris, because it's been around so long, I forgot what CPP even stood for. That's,
I'm sorry about that. It's the tourism program.
It's kind of like scuba. It's like,
what
does that stand for again?
His other issues, the information meetings, let me see one member. Okay, that was the big thing that I got from him on. That's the update on that.
Well, if we can merge it with something else, too, like if these town hall things take off, whatever, make that one of the subjects. I'm noticing the county town halls, they're picking a topic each time, and so it's drawing in people. So when we get around to it, if we have something else that we can plus one. I'm meeting with the neighborhood presidents.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about is how to get events started.
Right. Good. That's one of our next item. That was all I had. Kind of status reports. It's kind of
okay.
Upcoming projects and things that are live. I guess I should mention. I was going to give some more updates. Is it the Planning Commission will be busy with some? You've probably heard this at our joint work session, but they're going to be pretty busy. I think this summer. Even if Archbridge, whatever status that takes, they just have a lot more land use items in front of them. Just kind of
like slow.
They took care of a couple items the other night. They'll have some more. Okay.
So one of the things that I had emailed Chris was that we need to start get some work groups together because when we have smaller projects or when we have new projects that come in, that's really the way that the EDC starts getting work done on a lot of the issues that we usually work on. So we had a couple things that came up right away. That was a Small Business Resource Center that's been put together and done, but we need to find a way to get it better utilized. I think a lot of people would
programs.
Use it if they really knew about it.
Yeah. Yep.
And yeah, so what I was
about the community development grant, Amy?
Community development grant. Are they having one upstairs maybe? Oh, you have an application to go in?
Yep. I've tried it upstairs.
You got it right upstairs. You can give it to Nancy
by
finance. You bet. Sorry.
So those were the two that I certainly knew that we needed to get going, and the website I remember too. I didn't include that in my email to you, but I remember that being a thing that we needed to do. The other two, I really don't know what those are about. Those are new ones. So.
Okay, and these are just let me talk for a second about work groups and a quorum issue and the way to think about them, because it's important. Well, I think work groups are a great idea. It's how you can do things. You can meet as a smaller group, and the idea is you come back and kind of report as to a few things you've done, and they can be a little bit more active on these smaller kind of things that you can rattle off. That's the idea behind it. A couple of things is you can never have more than three people in a work group. Right? Or it's a quorum, and then you're meeting differently. We have to notice and do all these different things.
Right.
But if three of you want to meet to discuss a topic and get forward on them, that's fine. That's the first piece. The second is we can't have nine work groups working on it because partially is I'm going to have to work with every one of these work groups, and I don't have enough manpower to work on these different things. So three to me is a pretty good number. You know, three different work groups going on.
Three with three.
A suggestion. But the three is the... just a legal number. You can't go beyond that. And we talked before about those. We talked about, I want to say we had two people that we itemized, we called out for the last meeting. I'm looking at my notes on a follow-up email I sent. Three members should be on the working group to talk about the Small Business Resource Center. I wrote down Dan and Troy wanted to be on it. Is that still true? Mm-hmm. And finding one more. And we talked about asking if either Mark or Josh or anybody else had an interest on it. And again, so if you don't mind, why don't you talk about whether or not you want to have work groups on these items or some other topic? It's really up to you guys. These are suggestions you guys have mentioned. And then if you don't mind, why don't you just select?
Right. I was hoping this would be a bit of an open conversation. And
for those who weren't here, why don't you not, if you don't mind, give them an opportunity to say, well, I'd like to be on that too, or just to be fair.
Right. No, that's maybe fine. They
well, yeah, I mean, I'm nominating Kazi for the special event, Streamlining, because he's trying to do one right now.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm trying to use him as a guinea pig anyway.
He'll want to do that.
Yeah.
I know he wants that.
Okay. And a big part of it was, I think the three, I know you're saying special event streamlining, seems to me that that's important too, because I know that people who want to do things here kind of run into a roadblock, so that seems important. I know you only want to get three, but it also seems to me that even though they want to redo the Arch Bridge thing all over again, it seems to me that I think we should still move forward with that. I think it plays into people who want to delay things if you... In turn, delay
but what would a working group do? I guess I'm just being aware of it is just going and showing up.
And that might be something that's kind of ongoing. It might not meet right away. It might not meet, you know, that often in the beginning. But we're trying to figure out how to entice businesses into what would be the Arch Bridge and Bolton area plan. And the idea is being thrown around was talking to people at, you know, local malls and other larger retail areas to say, what do you do to recruit certain businesses to an area, and just try to get an idea if there's someone or something that we can do to, when the time comes to get people in, that we start talking with these people to start trying to get businesses in here.
Yeah, what? It came up the last meeting. I put it on here because I've heard recruiters for Archbridge. I just listened to the minutes again, and I heard the group say that they wanted to do that. That was more thinking that we were kind of moving forward. Clearly with the plan.
Oh, it's recruiting businesses into it. Okay.
I think it's important to move forward with this, even though they're trying to, you know, block it again, because...
I don't get the impression they're trying to block it. I just think that there needs to be better clarification for them to really understand, because the perception out there is, you know, when the apartments part came up, that really raised flags with people, and they do, and like low income, and they didn't want that, so... But I think if we do it in a different direction and work with them closer, that might help. And I'd like to be a part of that.
Do you mean workforce housing? Mm-hmm. Which there is that there now. Or actually, what is there, like a halfway
house? It's a halfway house.
Yeah, halfway house. And some parts of that, we do need that in the area, and I will agree with that part.
Actually, I heard that from I presented for the chamber at the Rotary this week, and one of the dentists said he can't find all his help comes from 40 miles away. He has nobody, he's not been able to find regular people, you know, regular staffing anywhere closer because there's nowhere here for them to live.
Is that David? Is that Renton?
No. He's in Oregon City Rotary.
Well, I can tell you, realtor, I actually, my business tanked last year because I tried to market in West Lynn, and there is nothing. If you don't have at least $350,000 in West Lynn, don't even show up. There's nothing. And
you're exactly right.
Yeah. I mean, the prices in West Lynn have gotten ridiculous. And, you know, it's at a point where professionals are having trouble affording to live here now, too, so...
I'd say most of the business owners don't live here.
Yeah.
And you're right, and they don't. The majority of the business owners don't live here.
So do you want to have and if you don't mind, we could even do just a motion on them, if you don't mind, discuss what the kind of objectives of that work group would be. Does that sound pretty good? Just so you kind of clear up what
just so I understand, too, I think you were saying we can't do all of these because you don't have the time to support all of them.
Yeah, don't come up with nine work groups.
We'll do eight.
So I guess what we need to do is discuss these and then pick what, maybe three or two?
That's my suggestion. If we decide we've got the bandwidth for more in a couple of months, we can add more topics. And some could go away.
Well, I think we can do four, because I think the finding recruiters for the Archbridge Bolton area.
Is that ongoing?
That's an ongoing. I don't think that
and
frankly, group would meet
the
that
special
often.
Event. I'm assuming that's a couple of months they're meeting, and they say these are our recommendations. You sit down with the Parks Department. You say these are things we'd like to see implemented. You bring it back for this group to decide. So I'm assuming it'll be that
we
kind
could
of
stage.
Issue.
Yeah, I mean we could
and
definitely
you'll be done in
pipeline them. I mean, we're only doing three at a time,
yeah,
but we could
exactly.
still probably
that,
do.
That's
these.
What I meant. I think that's a pretty good idea.
Because I think the Archbridge thing, though, when I look at that one, my biggest thing there is that, again, Westland's unique in that we don't have a lot of existing commercial landowners to partner with in this, and we don't have an existing, a way to do an urban renewal district down there. What do we do for the private-public financing to even get this thing going? Before we can ever even recruit anybody, we got to build something. So getting the parking garage or the hotel or whatever, getting the first thing down there.
By the way, they're looking at putting a new hotel in Gladstone. Now, if Gladstone could do it, West Lynn ought to be able to do it.
Yeah, so those are it's getting that first thing in there or trying to figure out how to get the funding of what are the different kinds of things that we could use from grants to whatever they are, right? But a lot of those things take 5 to 10 years.
I think it's pretty hard to recruit when there is the danger of somebody becoming interested and then being shot down by the community not wanting them here. So,
what a lot of businesses also are finding is what brought the town hall, right, is we don't have any cheap retail space. So you've got to have high... liquor or jewelry or something with, or be part of a franchise because you're not going to open up a secondhand cutesy craft store. Well, that was because the car butt went through the window, the person died and broke the window, and the landlord didn't fix it.
Oh, no, I'm just referring to Mark's Oodles
and Noodles just closed because they got punished for someone running
through. Did they actually close?
They got locked out. They're locked out. They're not trying to close.